the disappearance of the self, or its shrinkage to an irrelevance, an insignificance, too weak to challenge rule, which is the necessary conclusion of Popper's thinking, that he apparently avoided going to, giving too much credence, perhaps, to that old bugaboo of class, chaos, which the ancients weren't afraid of, by the way, and their views but a few choice concepts away. When Hesiod says, the first power to come into being was chaos, then arose Gaia, broad-bosomed earth. He's but speaking of that which is self-generative, the force of love and life. The more I give to thee, the more I have, as both are the infinite, which each of us is a spark of. It's nothing to fear, far from it. It's life longing for itself, a notion worthy of being developed, and a view governance would do well to take into her spheres. One way to think about this may be fear dissolving in abundance, analogous perhaps to Engels' notion of the state as overseer and manager of the people, melting into a simple function of administering things, and then that function itself dissolving into the capacity distributed generation. Tesla's notion of our unity in thinking simultaneously merged with John Trudell's observation that we the people are the most relevant for restoring all life to balance. Alternative energy, i.e., the capacity for healing our earth and ourselves, for this is the true work before us. This capacity resides in every human being. And health, as the goal, plots the course, sets the overall tasks on our paths, which means we are all pulling together at last. And we need Karl Popper because he helps us see the necessary consequences implied in the concepts with which we think, if we continue to allow them to patter about in our heads, unmediated by our conscious, collaborative thought process. Worker, that's a good example of how a collectivist category hobbles our individual power, even in concept, as we have to supersede the category to even imagine being a full human being, a star, hence our celebrity worship when we have it. Stars manifest our own unseen and relinquished gifts. Use of words like worker and thinker is participation in a mindset, class, that has caused so much pain, misery, and hardship over the millennia. It's a slavish mindset, which we must stop teaching to the children and youth and to each other. And here again, I think we can see that Popper himself, perhaps, did not draw out the implications of his own thought process, i.e., he knew better than anyone the power of thought. And yet I don't think he fully credited what it means for thought to be concentrated, and particularly over time. Power's single pattern of thought, the mindset of ruler and ruled, pushed out and suppressed all others. For it is the concentration of power's thought that must be broken up. Otherwise, it will reconstitute itself, and it can only be broken up by an over-equal and opposing force. Power's thought is a logjam in the stream of growth of human beings, in the expansion of our ability to live fully in our gifts. And we have to digest that we manifest that logjam. But the good news is that that means we can de-manifest it. It's all about becoming conscious of what we are doing.